Welcome to our Alphabetics of Health conference call on June 15th, 2010. It is our pleasure to continue this complimentary service to supplement your health and wellness education. There will be about 10 minutes of education, and then I'll be opening up the call for questions and answers. Also, if you email us ahead of time with questions, we can always answer them during the lecture or make your question a priority, or they will be the first questions answered at the end of the call. All conference calls will be available on our website at www.dimensionsofhealth.net under the Herbs section, and they should be up within a couple of days of each call. My name is Morgan Jenkins, and I'm a certified natural health professional. I've been in the natural health business for about 6 years, and I've been studying natural health for at least 11 years. I've worked with hundreds of people with a number of different health concerns, and today I am quite excited to discuss quitting smoking. And, you know, let's first call it out. Let's say what smoking really is. It's tobacco, or specifically nicotine addiction. Tobacco has been used as a mood-altering substance for centuries. It has thousands of chemicals in it, and that's just like the plant tobacco. But its most addictive of them is nicotine. Nicotine acts as a stimulant on the central nervous system. When nicotine is ingested, adrenaline production increases, which is you're getting a kick to the adrenal glands, which raises the blood pressure and the heart rate. Nicotine also affects the overall metabolic rate, the regulation of body temperature, degree of muscle tension, and levels of certain hormones. There are other changes that create a pleasurable sensation in the user that often, and paradoxically, is experienced as relaxation. Yeah, how bizarre is that? Yes, let's amp up your body and trick the brain into thinking it's relaxing. Smoking is the equivalent to kicking those adrenal glands into shocking constant action. And this can lead to exhaustion and fatigue in the long run. It's kind of like caffeine, but worse. And it's this pleasurable sensation that is one of the main factors that makes tobacco so addictive. Another is the fact that tolerance to the effects of nicotine develops quite quickly, which causes most people to increase the amount you smoke, which in turn increases the likelihood of addiction. You then enter this stage where your body depends on the presence of nicotine, and if you go without it, you experience withdrawal symptoms. And these can include irritability, frustration, anger, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, restlessness, increased appetite, headache, stomach cramps, a slowed heart rate, a temporary rise in blood pressure, and most of all, an intense craving for nicotine. And once people start smoking, most find it a very difficult habit to break. As a matter of fact, many who have done research on addiction say that addiction to tobacco can be harder to overcome than an addiction to heroin or cocaine. And this is because smoking creates both physical and psychological dependency. It may be easier to overcome the physical because even through withdrawal symptoms, you know, they might be unpleasant, but at least for a limited period of time, you know, they're not around for very long, usually no more than a few weeks. However, by the time an individual becomes addicted to nicotine, the act of smoking itself has become a source of pleasure, and it may be so intertwined in your mind with other activities like having your morning coffee or socializing that you may find yourself unable to imagine engaging in these activities without a cigarette in hand. In addition, smoking provides a convenient excuse for taking a momentary break, especially during times of stress. You know, most people won't give themselves a break, and those that do enjoy their break. And most people who smoke have to go outside, therefore they don't have to be around other people or just people who are smoking, and they're able to get that break. Plus, there's a fear of the withdrawal symptoms that psychologically affect motivation. Nicotine itself has long been known as a deadly toxin. A single pinhead-sized drop of liquid nicotine introduced directly into the bloodstream would be fatal. At the normal doses ingested by smokers, nicotine makes the heart pump faster and work harder, increasing the likelihood of heart disease. It also constricts the peripheral blood vessels, contributing to circulatory disorders. And even though it can be difficult to quit smoking, many people do it every day through a variety of ways. There is certainly no shortage of reasons to quit. Cigarettes are a factor in approximately 20% of all deaths in the United States alone. I mean, that's one in five people a year. Now, I could go into all the different health issues, but I don't think I should have to. All the information has been given to us over and over again. You hear it, you're beat over the head with it. Really, if you want to quit, you should know why you want to quit. If you don't want to quit, I need to tell you one thing. If you're wanting to become more healthy, then no matter what you do, eating perfectly with all organic foods and good food combinations, drinking pure water, exercising, even taking extra supplements to support the organs and become, support the organs that become challenged from smoking, there is nothing you can do to fully keep your health from deteriorating due to smoking. And just to name a couple of things, smoking has a detrimental effect on nutrition. Smokers break down vitamin C about twice as fast as non-smokers. And this can deprive the body of adequate amounts of one of the most powerful and versatile antioxidants at our disposal. Other antioxidant vitamins are depleted as well, and this can even lead to DNA damage, which is why children of fathers who smoke have higher than normal risks of developing brain cancer and leukemia. And this can happen even if there isn't any secondhand smoking secondhand smoke consumption during pregnancy. So what I really want to cover today is how to quit smoking naturally. I'm going to make some nutrient and dietary suggestions to correct probable smoking-related deficiencies and damage while you try to kick the habit. I will also make these same recommendations if you're a round smoker. Secondhand smoke will still deplete you in the same way. So just to mention some of those crucial nutrients. CoQ10 aids in oxygen flow to the brain as well as protecting heart tissue. It also acts as an antioxidant to protect cells and the lungs. Tygo is also a powerful antioxidant that is just, it's great to have in your house anyway. And as I mentioned, vitamin C becomes depleted, so you'll want to take quite a bit. And I'm not going to tell you how much to take. However, I will give you this information. Your body can absorb up to 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C every hour. If your body gets too much, you will get diarrhea, and then you stop taking as much. And this is what we call to tolerance. So you take vitamin C to tolerance. You might even want to talk to your natural health practitioner about the possibility of an ascorbic acid flush. Nutricom or B-complex are both great B vitamin combinations that help increase your energy, aid in liver function, and help keep the nerves calm while experiencing withdrawal symptoms. Vitamin E is one of the most important antioxidants that protect cells and organs from damage by smoke. Other important nutrients, and these are the not as crucial as those I just mentioned, but still they're important, are vitamin A, which helps in healing the mucous membranes that can become damaged. Also, carotenoid blends or other beta-carotene sources are important for lung protection. And since smoking can increase the risk of catching colds and lengthen recovery time, zinc is important for immune function. Now, specifically for aiding in quitting, both lobelia and St. John's wort can help reduce cravings for nicotine while lessening withdrawal symptoms. Nervines like nerve 8, valerian root, stress J, and even Nutricom, which is a B vitamin complex, but they also throw in vitamin C and nervine herbs, and those help support the nervous system to lessen those symptoms. You will also want to cleanse the blood and lungs for faster healing. Enviro detox and tobacco detox are both good, as well as liquid chlorophyll. You can even do a live juice fast, which can quickly remove nicotine and other damaging chemicals from the body. If you adhere to a 5-day live juice fast, it can have amazing effects. Moving on to the lungs, lung support or breathe easy will help lung tissue healing. For the habit part, every time you get a craving for a cigarette, you can take a little bit of liquid licorice root under the tongue instead. And so you're getting that oral fixation craving satisfied. This will also help support your adrenal glands rather than, you know, doing that kick to the adrenal glands. It's supporting them. It's feeding them. And you'll feel a more balanced source of energy. However, if you have issues with blood pressure or blood sugar, you'll want to monitor both of those just to make sure that the licorice isn't having a contraindicated effect on you, and you can do those on your own pretty easily. These cravings usually only last for about 3 to 5 minutes. So focusing on that might make it easier to wait it out. So even if you can't take the licorice, you can always, you know, just say, okay, craving has struck, just try taking a walk or doing some sit-ups or any sort of engaging activity that can momentarily take your mind off those cigarettes. And it gets easier as time goes by. Other things you can do is to eat more asparagus, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, spinach, sweet potatoes, and turnips. You won't want to eat plenty of grains, nuts, and seeds. Millet cereal is a good source of protein. Oat and bran. Also, you'll want to consume yellow and deep orange vegetables such as carrots, pumpkin, squash, and yams. Apples, berries, cantaloupe, cherries, grapes, legumes, plums. I mean, all of these foods are very helpful. I mean, talking about it's making me hungry. It's close to dinner time. Drinking fresh carrot juice daily as a preventative measure against lung cancer is also very, very helpful. You can drink fresh beet juice made from both the roots and the greens, and asparagus juice, and you can combine any of these. All dark-colored juices are going to be good for this, as are black currants. Also, apple juice is beneficial if you drink it fresh, so make it yourself. You'll want to drink the fruit juices more in the morning and the vegetable juices in the afternoon. You'll also want to avoid animal protein, except for broiled fish, which you can have up to 3 servings a week. You'll want to avoid lunch meat, hot dogs, or smoked or cured meats. You'll want to limit your consumption of dairy products to a little bit of low-fat yogurt, kefir, or raw cheese on an occasional basis. Of all of these food suggestions, you'll really, if nothing else, want to avoid junk food. You could also avoid processed refined foods, saturated fats, salt, sugar, and especially white flour. And there are some great flour substitutes out there, whole wheat flour, buckwheat, rye. You might even consider eliminating alcohol, coffee, and all teas except for herbal teas. And, you know, I know I've just kind of overloaded you. If this is a little much, too much of a lifestyle change, do what you can bring yourself to do. And so that's part of my disclaimer. The rest of my disclaimer is we are not diagnosing or prescribing anything with these calls. Not all herbal programs are alike because no one person has the same body chemistry or environmental conditions. If you're unsure of a program or not sure if you can put one together, please contact Sherry, Joan, Jerry, myself, or whoever referred you to this call, and we can always help guide you to an herbal or dietary program, and especially a dietary program that is specially designed for you and what you believe you can do. And so that is the completion of my call. So thank you again for our attendees, and I'm now going to open up the floor for questions. So if you have any questions, please press *6 to unmute yourself.
I have a question.
Yes.
I recently have been exposed to the new kind of cigarette. It's a ceramic cigarette that has liquid nicotine and different flavors and stuff like that, so that a person can get a little nicotine hit, hold the cigarette-shaped tool in their mouth and hand for the oral, and then blow out vapor so there's no secondhand smoke. Would this be any better than a cigarette?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are thousands of chemicals in cigarettes that are really pretty gnarly. But, you know, once again, I'm going to go back to what I said about nicotine. Nicotine by itself alone still has damaging effects. It still makes the heart rate increase. It still causes peripheral circulation to decrease. So basically you're making the heart work harder and you're cutting off the blood circulation with that single chemical. So if you have any concern with heart disease or any sort of circulatory issues, even that, you know, it might be a good step in the right direction of quitting. But as a substitute, if you have any sort of heart issue, I would still not recommend it.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I have a question, too. In regard to everything you've said, which was absolutely fantastic, if a person is chewing tobacco, that pretty much everything you said applies with the exception of secondhand smoke, I'm assuming. And any other thoughts about, you know, how to help a person overcome the chewing tobacco problem?
Well, with the chewing tobacco, gum is really good for helping the chewing issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's pretty typical. People who chew tobacco, I mean, that's been the old answer is switch to gum.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Would the herbs and stuff help the chewing tobacco, too?
Absolutely. And you'd want to do all of the dietary changes and the juice fast to help cleanse the body of those chemicals. Because even chewing tobacco, it doesn't have as many chemicals. But once again, tobacco by itself has thousands of chemicals in its own plant property.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because of pesticides and stuff?
No, it's actually the plant itself has a number of metabolism or metabolic altering substances within it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, they use tobacco as a pesticide. In other words, not a pesticide on it, but just the plant itself.
Kills bugs?
Kills bugs. Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we always learn something, don't we?
This was great, Morgan. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, if anyone thinks of any questions later or anyone who listens online have any questions later, please feel free to email me at dimensionsofhealth@gmail.com. Even if it's after the day of the class, even if it's a year later, I will still answer questions happily. And I also want to say that this Thursday at noon, Sherry will be talking about reconciling rheumatism. So if you have any questions, please email her at sherryjakes@dimensionsofhealth.net. Also, we do have our list together now for all the rest of the alphabet for Alphabetics of Health. So if you are curious, please email us or we can send you that list and you can let people know a little bit further ahead of time. Also, we're planning on doing other fun things with this, so if you want to hear something specifically, please let us know, and we will absolutely conform to your needs. So I want to thank everyone again for attending, and have a fabulous evening.